بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The reward of giving someone a garment سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that he heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that if any Muslim gives another Muslim a garment to wear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection is guaranteed for him as long as even one strand of that garment exists. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever clothes a naked Muslim will be clothed in a special green garment of Jannah by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whoever feeds a hungry Muslim will be fed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the food of Jannah. And whoever gives a thirsty Muslim water will be given water from the pure springs of Jannah. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that making a Muslim happy by clothing him, feeding him or fulfilling any of his needs falls in the category of the most meritorious of deeds. Miscellaneous Masail. It is compulsory for males to keep the satar which constitutes the area immediately below the navel to the knees covered at all times. It is also incumbent to wear sufficient clothing that will shelter one from the heat of summer and the cold of winter. It is permissible to wear elegant garments as an expression of one's gratitude and a display of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon one. However, it is not permissible to wear elegant garments in order to show off or seek fame and respect. It is mustahab and more rewarding for wealthy people to dress humbly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.